Chapter 4, Choose to be Lively. As we are passing through this world, we are touching the lives of others, either in a positive or a negative way. We can either give energy or zap it from others. Either way, we're making a difference, and we get to choose which way it's going to be. For me, I want to touch people in a positive way, to encourage them, to be fun. Again, it can be a smile, a touch on the shoulder, a little laugh, or look in the eye to really see them. It's powerful. We can walk into a room and be tired and downtrodden, or we can walk in with a perk in our step and a friendly hello. We have the ability to uplift or criticize, to accept or judge. Our thoughts take over our minds and they can free you to move forward, or they can paralyze you. You get to choose which way you want to go. Yes, you choose. That is an amazing tool. You're not just stuck where you are. You don't have to just take it and let it overwhelm you. Take charge of your thoughts and you will take charge of your life. Being intentional. To get what you want out of life, you need to be intentional because it doesn't just happen. We have all made decisions about life and our opinions about it, although many times we don't even realize it. You may believe that life is cruel and you have no choices. You may believe life is unfair and everyone's out to get you. Or you may choose to believe that there is a God who loves you. You may choose to believe that you do have a choice and that there's goodness and love out there for you. As you begin to make those kinds of choices, your life will blossom and you will have new awareness. When we choose ahead of time what we want and how we're going to live our life, it determines our day-to-day living and how we react to the world. For instance, you're driving along, listening to some music, doing just fine, thinking about your day, when another driver cuts in front of you, races past you, and almost hits you. You slam on the brakes. Then what? How you react will depend on your previous life choices. Are you going to scream and yell, curse the driver, and lose it? Will you be mad and upset all day and tell the story in anger all day? Or are you going to make a different choice? Oh my gosh, thank you, Lord, that driver did not hit me. Thank you, Lord, I'm still alive. Oh, Father, thank you that I'm okay. Thanks for watching over me. Even if they hit you and you are okay, you can still be thankful that you're alive, etc. What if you're in the hospital? You're alive, right? Be grateful that the ambulance got there in time. Your life will be different if you've chosen to be positive and look for good in all situations. If you're not used to thinking along these lines, it will take some practice. But I promise, as you look for good, you will find it, and your life will be happier as you begin to overflow with more goodness and peace. Whatever happens around you, you make decisions and choices. Sometimes they're conscious, sometimes not. Everything you do, how you look at it, how you handle it, how you react or not, are your choices. How do you start your day? From the moment you wake up, you choose. Do you wake up and thank God for another day, or do you think, oh no, another day? Maybe you ask God to make you a blessing, or you pray that people will just stay out of your way. We get to choose our attitude for the day and how we will use our words to bless or to harm. Joel Osteen shares this regarding the scripture of 1 Corinthians 13:4, which says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. Joel says one translation of this verse says, love looks for a way to be constructive. In other words, love looks for ways to improve someone else's life. Love brings out the best in other people. Don't get up in the morning thinking about yourself or how you can make your own life better. Think how you can make someone else's life better. Ask yourself, whom can I encourage today? Whom can I build up? Someone in your life needs encouragement. Someone in your life needs to know that you believe in them. I believe God will hold us responsible for the people He puts in our lives. He's counting on us to bring out the best in our family and friends. Are you improving the lives of those around you? Are you giving them confidence? Ask the Lord to give you creative ways to invest in those around you. As you sow seeds of encouragement and bring out the best of others, God will send people along your path that will build you up too and help you move forward into the blessing He has in store for you. I love the fact that I get to choose my attitude. And just as Joel said above, no one can take that from us. What does that look like to you? Have you stopped to think about how you really want to walk through this life? Have you decided to be a positive person? Do you look for good or not? Is your glass half full or half empty? Do people want to hang around you? Are you grateful or grumpy? Do you laugh daily? When was the last time you laughed? Do you count your blessings? Have an attitude of gratitude. I can guarantee you that if you are not thankful, you are not a fun person. You can change that right now if you want to. Right off the top of your head, what are 6 things for which you are grateful? Back to your pen and paper. We're going to be doing this all along, by the way, so keep that pen and paper handy. Make a list of 6 things for which you are grateful. When we are grateful for life, to wake up each morning, to have a job, or maybe be grateful at home, life opens up for us. Gratitude changes how we approach life. Whether you are in your 20s or in your 80s, you can begin to make different choices. We can be thankful. Share the joy. As believers, we have the hope and joy of Christ. We have a reason to live and a Savior who loves us unconditionally. Wow, isn't that great? So why do so many Christians go around with long faces and poor me syndrome? I don't get it. I may ruffle some feathers here, so please have a little grace. Much of the world sees Christians as judgmental and holier than thou, and certainly not fun. That is not how Jesus walked this earth, nor is it how I believe he wants us to live. He is the ultimate example of love. He met people where they were and didn't expect them to be perfect before he loved them. So why do we? I'm convinced that if we would show the love of Jesus, share his joy, tell our story of what he's done in our lives, we would attract the world to us. The world has issues, lack of trust. It can be mean and harsh, which is why we have the opportunity to love them into the kingdom. My mother always says you can attract more flies with honey than vinegar. Now, as a little girl, it took me a long time to get that. Why would I want to attract flies anyway? But you get it, right? The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. That's in Galatians 5:13. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers." We don't have to preach it, just show it. Our countenance will draw them as Jesus lives in us. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." As a believer, we really have it all, and we just need to share it. When we love others, look for good, and tell the person what they're doing right, we are accepting and not judging. God is the ultimate judge, and I don't want his job. I love what my pastor Jim says, "God is God, and we are not." Be spontaneous. We often get in such a rut or a routine that the days and weeks go by and we never really stop and have fun. Change it up for yourself. I have a new friend in my neighborhood and we sometimes walk our dogs together. She is so refreshing. She is a go-to gal. I recall the first time I invited her to an event. It was the following morning and she said yes. I'm so used to people saying, "Let me check my calendar," or "I'll get back with you," that when she said yes, what time, I was shocked. I have since asked her to do several things, and I think each time she said yes, she is fun. I can hear you now. "Yeah, but I have too much going on." I know you do, but every once in a while, stop and just say yes. Be spontaneous. Make a date for coffee or a date for the movie and actually go. Call a friend and take a walk. Get out of the house. If friends are going to lunch after a meeting and invite you, go with them. Spending time with friends, especially girlfriends, can be so much fun. It gives you moments to laugh, share life with others, and opens your heart. We often think that this is selfish to take the time, but it's important. And as a matter of fact, I think it's crucial. If you want a full and fun life, spending time with girlfriends is a big part of that. Let's write it out. So, how do you start your day? Do you need to think about making a change? Sometimes I have things I want to change, but first I have to think about it, decide if I need to change, and then think about deciding about whether I want to take the effort to make a change. Can you relate? There's a fun song that a friend of mine, Vivian, used to sing every morning. She and I used to travel together, and sometimes we would room together. She was 15, 20 years older than me, the mother of one of my great friends, and we enjoyed spending time together. The main reason was because she had a wonderful view of life, was so positive and so much fun. I remember the first time I heard her sing this little song, and it stayed with me ever since. Maybe you know the tune. I'd say it was her theme song. She's gone on now to be with the Lord, and I imagine she is still singing it. Here's how it goes. I'm alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic. I'm alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic. I'm alive, alert, awake. I'm awake, alert, alive. I'm alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic. Sing that a couple of times in the morning, getting faster each time, and you'll be alive, alert, awake, and you will be enthusiastic. I saw an interview with Tony Robbins on TV a while back, and he said that he gets right out of bed, brushes his teeth, and gets on his bouncer. If I recall correctly, he jumps on it for 10, 15 minutes each morning, gets his heart and mind in a lively mode and ready for the day. I don't have a bouncer or rebounder, but I'm thinking about getting one. How do you start your day? Let's make a few notes here. Go to your pen and paper. What is your routine? Do you put on music to get your blood flowing? What kind of music does it for you? What are the words that you say to yourself? Write them down. It is deciding ahead of time that we want to be fun and to take life a little less seriously. Sure, there are things in life that we have to deal with. There are really hard issues. Again, we don't have to live in that space. Yes, moms, we're concerned about our kids. Yes, some of us have parents who are ill and need assistance. We can still have fun. We can dance to the music, walk on the seashore, escape with a book, go to a movie, or rent a movie that makes you laugh. Maybe watch a black and white film. To me, some of those can be really funny. As we learn to lighten up, we can decide to choose joy and be happy. It'll make our heart lighter. It is then that you begin to have more fun more often. We can be happy, lively, energetic, and we can let go of some of that stress that holds us back.